From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. From the Census Bureau today, confirmation of what many people see every day. There are more immigrants living in more places across the country. Census figures show that people born in foreign countries are an increasing part of the population in every state except one, West Virginia. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the biggest increase has been among Latinos. That group accounts for half of Americans' population growth over the past 5 years.
The numbers come from what the Census Bureau calls its American Community Survey. It shows how the foreign-born population is on the rise, not just in big cities, but in smaller towns across the country. In Deep South states such as Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas, the Hispanic population jumped more than 40%. And in Arkansas, which led the nation in Latino growth, it reached nearly 50%. This past weekend in Lake Atalanta Park in Rogers, Arkansas, over 1,000 Hispanic residents from around the northwest part of the state gathered to celebrate the first anniversary of a local Spanish language radio station.
Bueno, excelente. Recuerde que este es el Festival Tremenda 99.5.
California-born Griselda Roland moved to what was then an overwhelmingly Anglo area when she was 11. That was 13 years ago. She says her father had heard there were jobs in the poultry industry and decided to seize the opportunity.
A lot of people are moving from bigger cities and they realize that, oh, well, what I've been missing, you know, and I can raise my kids. That's one of the things my dad used to say. It's like, I didn't want to raise you guys in California because, I mean, who knows what you guys would have turned out.
And Margarita Solorzano, executive director of the Hispanic Women's Organization, says that a healthy local economy helps relieve tensions among native-born Arkansans.
Latinos have to learn how to work and live in this area, but at the same time, the Anglo community is being very receptive, helpful, and comments from people I work with, they say, I have never seen so many fresh vegetables at the supermarket since the Latino community have moved here.
Demographer William Fry of the Brookings Institution says the new census figures reveal what he calls a dispersal of diversity throughout the country, driven mostly by jobs.
People know where the fast-growing parts of the United States are, and even though many of these immigrants are low-skilled, people who don't even have a high school diploma, the kinds of jobs that are available in these places, in construction and retail and services, are the ones that are really looking for workers like this, and they just connect up with each other.
Take, for example, 21-year-old Efrain Patlan, a salvage worker watching over his infant son in Haley, Idaho, one of the fastest-growing states in the nation. Patlan arrived here 7 years ago, helping Idaho's Hispanic population surge nearly 30%. That's three times the state's overall growth rate. Patlan confesses to a dual loyalty between Mexico and the United States, but with a family, a condo, and a big-screen TV, there's one way in which he feels very American.
Like a ladder, climb, try to don't go down, so you have to keep climbing up, faster you can.
And Patlan says he has no trouble finding work 7 days a week. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.